You are listening to the Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast, episode number 5. This is your humble host, Barely. As I don't know if you can tell, I'm in a very small room at the moment because my daughter is watching Teletubbies. Yes, that's her latest, well, it's not really her latest fascination. It's been her fascination most of her life. When she was really young and could kind of pick out TV shows, that was the only one she wanted to watch. She really was never been into television, which I'm kind of grateful for. I mean, I'm a TV junkie, and actually in college I spent way too much time watching TV instead of actually studying. I definitely could have gotten better grades and probably finished a lot quicker too. But hey, that's all water under the bridge. But my daughter is watching Teletubbies. So if you hear squeals in the background, that's either her or the Teletubbies, because she loves them both. I was just thinking that I did say that I'm your humble host, and I do have to say I'm very humbled by what I've been seeing. I guess you could say I'm a slave to numbers. And I was just checking download statistics and everything, and I'm just amazed. My last episode, episode number 4, actually has almost double the downloads of any other episode I've put out. And it's just very humbling, kind of thinking, wow, someone's actually listening. So I feel very humbled, but for me to say your humble host is kind of almost an oxymoron. I kind of think someone needs to say that person's humble, not saying, oh, I'm humble. I think that kind of blows the whole thing. But then again, that's my opinion, purely my opinion. And again, this is my show, so my opinion is the one that counts at the moment. Unless, of course, you want to contact me and give me your opinion. And you could do that at barely.podcasting@gmail.com. Let me know, hey, you're not a humble person. You're an egotistical bastard. You can say that as well. Or you could say, yeah, you are pretty humble, or yeah, your show is great, or your show sucks. I don't care. Just let me know. Let me know from the listeners out there. But kind of speaking about these statistics, I was talking with my wife the other day, and while Ninja Casting, yeah, there's that kind of element of doing something secretive, and actually this is a lot of fun. It kind of irks me a little bit that my wife isn't really on board with it. So I kind of figured I'd broach the subject, kind of see what she would think. And so I was kind of talking with her. I'm like, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of these podcasts. They're a lot of fun. I think it's something I could do. And she looked at me and said, well, who would want to listen to you? What do you have to say that's interesting? I'm like, I don't know. Just kind of whatever I observe and all that kind of stuff. And she's like, okay, yeah, I mean, she had one of those. I'm like, wow, boy, that's a little bit cynical, but yet at the same time, maybe a little bit realistic, because when I started this, I had no idea where I was going to be headed. I kind of figured, I'll just kind of observe what's around me, and it has made me more observant into the world around me, and just kind of stupid things, or funny things, or just things that make me wonder what the hell is up with people. So it has been actually an education for me to really kind of watch what's around me, pay more attention instead of just being completely oblivious. So that's been something that I've been noticing, that I'm a lot more observant right now because of the podcast. Like, oh, what can I put on the show? What can I put on the show? And actually one thing that popped out at me, it was actually on Monday after... It was at the end of the day, and I'd been doing my normal things. I got home, and my wife's homepage on her computer, because her computer's in the main room, so I could kind of be with the family. I hopped onto it, and I looked at MSN's homepage, and it had a caption on it saying Biden, which is kind of saying, okay, here's who's... Someone said a comment. In this case, it was, I believe, Joseph Biden. He's in the U.S. government somewhere, I don't know. I'm not in his district or anything, or in his state, so I really don't have too much of an idea what the guy is about. And after that, it said, I will not be taken alive. And I'm thinking, that's an interesting comment for a politician to say. So I open up the email, and it turns out it's Osama bin Laden, not Biden. And I'm thinking, did I read that wrong? I mean, did I really read that wrong? There's no way they could have done that big of an error. So I hit the back button, and I look at it. Oddly enough, it was Biden. I'm like, holy crap, they actually screwed up, and that's a big one. That is a major screw up. So I kind of got a kick out of that. After about 20 minutes, they had changed it. Oh, sounds like someone's coming to look for me.
Tella, Tella.
Tella, Tella. Can you say hi to the people?
Tella, Tella.
Yes, that is my daughter. She has pulled out the case for another Teletubbies movie that we have on VHS. And she's pointing. Oh, now she's pointing to where the baby is in the sun. If you've ever watched these kind of shows, you'll know what I mean. And speaking of these shows,
hi.
Oh yes, that's something.
What is Teletubbies?
Yeah, Teletubbies. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I think I'm gonna have to pause for now because I'm not gonna be able to get out my next comment. So I will be right, well, to you it'll be, I'll be right back. For me, it'll probably be 20 minutes or so. I'm going to try to get this out. So I will be right back. Okay, my little girl is now intently watching Teletubbies. And as I was saying before, she's been hooked on Teletubbies ever since she was, like, really old enough to figure it out. Yeah, I'm sure you can hear it in the background. And she just recently got into this show. It's also on PBS. It's called Booba. And honestly, I have to wonder what the creative session to come up with these shows was like. I honestly have to think there was a lot of drugs. And then someone sitting in the background going, dude, you know what would be a cool show? Dude. We get these things with like TVs in their bellies, and they turn on, and all these other creatures kind of watch, and that'll be like a kid's show, and we'll make millions of dollars off of merchandising. Okay, I just realized I made my drunk accent have a southern accent as well. I'm not insinuating anything. I just realized that halfway through it. I'm like, boy, I've never made it a southern stone dude. It's usually more of a surfer dude kind of thing. Well, boy, that was weird. My accents are just going all over the place. And one thing that I've done with my daughter ever since she was born is I've been able to, for some reason, I just can make voices. I can imitate, like, Elmo, which annoys friends, but yet you get into a party and I can make Elmo say anything you want, or anything I want Elmo to say, so it's actually pretty funny that I make Elmo, like, make Elmo be sued for sexual harassment. I can do it. just by what I'm saying, and I do it all in the Elmo voice. And with family, with young kids, I've called them up on birthdays and stuff like that. I really should get into that as a business. I mean, that talk about money, just doing a voiceover impersonation, I could sleep in then. Yeah, I normally get up at about 5:30 in the morning to get to work, but which is a job I still very much enjoy, so please do not think that I'm trying to find a new job, but just kind of the dreaming. Oh, that would be sweet. And the little girl is now crying. Now she's just sitting on the edge of the couch watching Teletubbies. The other day, I had to... Oh, I'm going to have to finish this story in a minute. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Well, as I was saying, the other day, I had to stay late at work. It was just a lot of stuff I needed to get done. We're in a big crunch time where I work, and I just had to get a lot of stuff done. Well, the night before, I had picked up my little girl from school. She's about 1.5, coming up on 2 here really quickly. And so I went, picked her up. My wife usually gets off of work 7:30, somewhere in that time frame. Well, 9 o'clock, she calls me and's like, I just got out of work. No problem. The next night, when I have to stay late, I'm there about 2 hours extra. Of course, I work about an... Okay, sorry about that again. So I stayed late about 2 hours again. And I live about an hour away from where I work. So she calls me up and is like, why are you still at work? I'm like, it's just been really busy. She's like, why didn't you call me? Well, I had tried to call her. And the phone just kept ringing, so I'm figuring she was on the other line. And she pretty much yells at me, kind of like, well, you should be here. So I kind of wrap up everything, and I get home. But the whole way home, I'm like, wait a minute. There's a little bit of a double standard here.
Mama!
And yes, Mama. That was my little girl calling for mommy, who's at work right now. But she's getting her milk and is all good. So there's this little double standard here, which I just didn't get. But of course, I'm not going to go into it with her because men out there, you will know, and women, you will agree to this. If you get into a fight on something like that, men are going to lose. Plain and simple. I don't know how it works, but men are going to lose. At work today, a buddy of mine, he's actually the guy who kind of helped me get my job. He calls me up. He's like, hey, what are you doing for lunch? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, okay, I got another question for you. I'm like, okay. Kind of odd. He asked me one question. Then he tells me he's going to ask me another one. He's like, did you ever like the show Doctor Who? And it's been years. Literally, probably 15 years since I've thought about Doctor Who. Well, not really. I mean, I've wondered about how the show progressed. I watched it for a little while, and then I moved out of the country. And, okay, little girl is getting fussy again. I will have to, oh no, she's eating her pizza like a good girl. But giving Daddy the mean face. Anyway, back to Doctor Who. And he's like, oh no, Doctor Who's back on the air. And I'm like, you're kidding me. He's like, yeah, and I got CDs of it, of last season. Do you want to, he picked me up White Castle, which, oh, I love White Castle, but White Castle definitely should go with an advertisement of, we will clean out your system. So, he picks me up White Castle, and we watch Doctor Who. Oh man, I'm hooked. I'm a junkie for this kind of stuff. Now that Star Wars is pretty much over, which is my first movie, I know I did talk about that a little bit. And Star Trek, yes, I am a Trekkie too. Both of those are pretty much done, for at least for now. Now Doctor Who comes back into my life. It's like, oh my God. And I could just see my wife going, oh my God, no. We just got through two of them. They're gone. Now you pick up a third. I could just see it on her face. I can't wait to tell her when she gets home. It's just going to be too much fun. Okay, one last thing I think before I'm going to sign off here. Yes, I have been pausing in between. Hopefully there's not too many clicks in the middle. I'm going to try to listen through it. If there are, I apologize that I missed them. I'll apologize right now. But the last thing, and I know this, it's becoming less and less topical, but it's been something I've been waiting for. If anyone has ever really followed, even on a higher level, American politics for the past 10, 15 years, you know that the first President Bush, his vice president was Dan Quayle. The current vice president is Dick Cheney. Well, Dick Cheney went out, was quail hunting and shot one of his hunting partners. Well, everyone has been kind of making fun of, yeah, Cheney's got a gun, doing it with, like, Cheney's Got a Gun by Aerosmith. But, oh, now I'm being told to sit back down. Okay, Daddy's sitting. But the one question the one joke I have been waiting for has been the Dan Quayle joke. He was the butt of everyone's jokes 10 years ago. And even every so often you still hear a Dan Quayle joke or a Dan Quayle reference, just complete and utter not knowing when to shut up. The guy never did. I mean, he could be a real bright guy. I don't know, never met him. I mean, whether he agreed with his politics or not, he could have been a bright guy. I mean, I'm sure Clinton was a bright guy, but he just didn't know when to keep it in his pants. Dan Quayle kind of had the same gene. It's just he didn't know when to shut his mouth. They both had problems with opening things, I guess you could say. Oh, that was actually pretty funny. Yeah, I know, that just kind of ruins the whole joke when I tell you it's funny. But no one has come off with the Dick Cheney was out shooting Quayle. I mean, come on, it's right there. They were both part of the same party. Actually, Dick Cheney had worked under Dan Quayle when during the first Bush administration. I mean, there was so much material there that you could have just, bam, nailed it. It's kind of like saying Cheney doesn't like people who don't spell. Bam! He was shooting for Quayle and accidentally shot his hunting partner. No, nothing. I mean, I was waiting for it. Come on. Come on, David Letterman, Jay Leno. I guess I'm the one who has to come up with the good jokes now. Anyway, I think that is going to be pretty much for me on episode number 5 of the Barely Podcasting Podcast. There I go. I can't even say the name of my own show. Want to mention one other thing. I have put up a Frapper map onto my website, which is at barelypodcasting.blogspot.com. Click on the Frapper map and put yourself on there. Actually, me and the Bean just put their name on there today. I checked it this morning. They weren't there. I checked it when I got home from work. They were there. So, welcome, me and the Bean. I've just gotten turned on to their show, and I'm addicted. I am already addicted, and I've listened to them for 2 days. I've been catching up as quickly as I can, and I'm addicted. They are a good podcast. If you're looking for another podcast to fill up your iPod or MP3 player, they're definitely one that you want to check out as well. But I want to say hi to Me and the Bean. Very good podcast. I've enjoyed listening to them. It's kind of neat listening to another set of parents out there. Also a male-female podcast. I kind of like the banter. So, again, welcome. Thank you for coming on. You can check them out at, Podcast Rant, www.podcastrant.com/meandthebean. I believe that's it. But if you Google Me and the Bean, you'll get them. You'll get them. They're great. I really like them. Again, I want to just thank everyone who has been listening. Again, feel free to check out my website, which is barelypodcasting, all one word, .blogspot.com. That's my site. You can email me at barely.podcasting@gmail.com. I wanted to get barely, but it was already taken, so I guess I have to be stuck with barely.podcasting. And yes, I'm going on and on and on about this one. And again, thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time to download my show. I really appreciate it. It really is a humbling experience to know that people out there are enjoying what I'm producing and putting out there, even though it is just me. I don't have any support staff. It's me. I'm my support staff. And I do want to just say thank you again. I really, really appreciate it. It really means a lot to me. And hopefully you haven't minded my little girl making a guest appearance on today's show. Honey, can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Say it again.
Bye-bye.
She says bye-bye to all of you as well. And again, thank you for listening. I will have another episode up here, hopefully shortly, not as long as the time as it took me to put this one out. Again, drop me an email at barely.podcasting@gmail.com. Thanks, and I will talk to you soon.
You have been listening to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. To find out more about the Barely Podcasting Podcast, go to barelypodcasting.blogspot.com or email them at barely.podcasting@gmail.com.